Well, last October, news that a little girl had disappeared from a campsite in WA caught national attention. And then for the next 18 days, few of us were not glued to the story of the search for her, juggling our fears and our hopes. Cleo Smith had been abducted during a family camping trip, taken in the dead of night from a tent just metres from where her parents were sleeping. But remarkably, and to great national relief, she was found alive in early November. This was the moment police found her in a Carnarvon home.
I got her. What's your name, sweetheart?
My name is Cleo.
Your name is Cleo.
Hello, Cleo.
Well, the man accused of abducting Cleo has today pleaded guilty to child stealing. Our reporter Isabel Masali is in Perth. So, Isabel, just remind us what happened back in October and the subsequent search.
So Cleo was on a camping trip with her family at the Quabba Blowholes in Western Australia, and the four-year-old and her sleeping bag went missing from a tent in the middle of the night, and so began a massive land, air and sea search. The state government was quite quick to announce a $1 million reward for information that led to her. But as the days went on, it seemed more unlikely that she'd be found. After 18 days of searching, police found Cleo alive, playing with toys inside a Carnarvon home. Now, that house was just a few streets away from where Cleo lives with her family. And around the same time, police arrested the man who was living there, 36-year-old Terence Darrell Kelly. Since his arrest, he's been in prison.
And so he appeared in court today via video link, I think. What happened in the court?
Yes, so he appeared in the Carnarvon Magistrates Court today via video link. He spoke only to say he was guilty on the charge of child stealing. So that means he's facing a maximum 20-year jail term for that charge. He's also yet to enter a plea on a charge of assaulting a public officer. Now, he'll be sentenced at a later date, but that's likely to be this year. The WA Police Minister, Paul Papalia, took the opportunity today to thank the police officers involved.
Obviously, still before the courts are some elements of that case, but what I would say, today's guilty plea is confirmation of the excellent policing work and just how strong a case had been presented by Western Australian Police Force. And I'd just like to place on the record again my admiration, respect and thanks to the Western Australian Police Force for the way they handled the Cleo case. It's been extraordinary. That's confirmation. They did an outstanding job.
WA Police Minister Paul Papalia, our reporter there, Isabel Masali.